Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Erevin Daf Nun Vav, and we are starting about a third of the way until Amud with Halacha Dalid, and the old source office on Nun Beis Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah says Hanosin Seruva Beis Shar Bachsadu and Mepeses. A person placed down the Eruv inside the Beis Shar, which is the guardhouse that's basically at the entrance of the Chatzar, and Achsadu is basically four poles with a roof on top, but has no walls. Or Mepeses, which we had learned about previously, is like the upper level walkway. So if the Eruv was placed in any of these areas, any Eruv is not a valid Eruv. That's because it's not considered a dwelling place. It has to be a base dira. It's not a base dira. People don't live here, so it's not a valid eruv. And by darsham, if somebody lives there, ain't no eser alav. He doesn't aser the people of the chatzar because he's not living in a base dira, so he doesn't need to join the eruv. Even if he does join the eruv, it's nothing, and therefore he doesn't aser them. However, if the eruv was placed the base hateven in a grain or straw storehouse, the base habakar in a barn, base haetim in a wood storage house, the base haitzaris or in just some sort of other regular storage, hareza eruv it is a valid eruv, and by darsham eser alav, somebody who lives there will aser everyone. That's because this is royal adira. These are places where one could technically live, and therefore the Eruv is allowed to be placed there, and if somebody lives there, he will aser them. Now, review the comments on this last case of a person living in one of these interesting areas, let's say a storage house. And he tells us, Im yesham tfusas yad shel baal bayis, if the baal bayis, the guy who owns it, has a tfusas yad, he still has some sort of rights to this area that he's allowing somebody else to live in, ain't it aser alav, so that guy doesn't aser everyone, because the original baal bayis still has rights to it, so the guy living there doesn't need to chip in the Eruv and doesn't aser everyone if he doesn't. Now, the Gemara clarifies the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, "B'shem Rav, Hadadat Mar Beis Shar Shel Rabim." That's a proper Girsa. And we said that putting an Erev in a Beis Shar is not valid at all. That's a Beis Shar of a Rabim, which means that there's many people in this Chatzar. That's a place where people don't live. It's not Royal Adira. There's many people passing in and out of it, so you can't put the Erev there. Al Beis Shar Shel Yachid. But if we're talking a Beis Shar of a Yachid, we've had this earlier in the Masechta. It's basically when you have two apartments or two homes attached to each other, and in order to get to the back one, you have to walk through the front one. That is considered regular Dira, and Hareza Erev, it is a valid Erev. And by darsham, Iser Alav, somebody who lives there will aser if he doesn't join in the Eruv. Now, going to the last end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said that if one person allowed somebody else to live in his Rishos, it could be some sort of storage house or maybe some other house that he owns, then as long as the original Baal Bayis has a Tfusas Yad, he still has some rights to that dwelling place, then the guy living there doesn't aser. So the Beir Biyani Amri, the Beis Meshav Biyani say, Afilu Yasei Litlai Zbamin Aloi, even if the rights that he has in this place that he's allowing somebody else to live in is that he has a peg to hang his shoe on, that's perfectly fine. That's considered like he has rights there. Now, he says, Afilu nishtais, afilu tavla. Even if he has a lantern or a wooden tablet there, and these are muktza, he's not even able to use them on Shabbos, but he's storing them there, that's considered like he has a tfisas yad there. However, Rav Amar Rav says, that no, it has to be something that is able to be taken on Shabbos, and since a lantern or a tablet are not able to be moved or taken on Shabbos, not considered like he has tfisas yad if all he has is those things. Now, Amar Rav Rav tells us, the story of the fellow, he had a chicken coop in his friend's house, and he was allowed to go in without Rishos. He could just walk in without having to ask. And also over the Kumi Rav, this story came to Rav, and Amar Rav said, since he has to put water in front of the chickens, this is considered like something that's movable on Shabbos. Even though Rav just said that it's not considered tfisas yad, unless it's something that's movable on Shabbos, and a lul shel tarna goylem, a chicken coop, is not allowed to be moved, it's mukta. Since he has to go and put food in front of them, it's considered like it's movable, and therefore that's a tfisas yad. Now the question is, how do we paskin? So Rav Yaakov says, b'shem Shmuel, that Talmud the Rabbi Yochanan Sulkan L'Achbari, the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan went up to this place called Achbari, and they relied on this Pesach of Rabbi Yanai that even if the only Tfisas Yad they have is a hook for his shoes, that's perfectly fine. However, Chizki did not say this, El rather he said that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Ami Sulkan L'Achbari, they went to Achbari, Vishamun with the base Rabbi Yanai, and they heard from the base Meshur Rabbi Yanai that Halacha Kerb Yudah, the Halacha Kerb Yudah, namely if the original owner still has a Tfisas Yad in the place that he had allowed somebody else to live in, so then the other guy doesn't aser. But according to this, there's still no clarity on what type of tfisas yad is necessary. Moving on to halacha hey, the Mishnah tells us, Haminichas Beisoy, a guy leaves his house for Shabbos, and he goes to spend Shabbos in a different city, maybe up north. He went to spend nice Shabbos in Tzfat, and he left his home in Yerushalayim, and this is called a Dira Beloy Bailim. He has a house in a chatzar, but there's no living there for Shabbos. Echad Nachri Vechad Yisrael, whether it's a guy who left or a yid, Hareza Oyser. He asers if he doesn't join in the Eruv Divri Amer, that's according to Amer, that's because Amer holds Dira Beloy Bailim. Shmadira. So even though the guy's not there, he still will aser. And if he's a yid, he would have to join the Eruv. However, Rabbi Huda says, Eino Eser, he doesn't aser because Dira Beloy Bailim is not a Dira. Now, Rabbi Yaisa says, really depends. Nachri Eser. If a non Jew left for Shabbos, he asers because he could come back on Shabbos and then he would aser them. Whereas Yisrael, Eino Eser. Yisrael doesn't aser, Shein Derech Yisrael Lavi B'Shabbos, because the yid's not going to come back on Shabbos. He's out of the Tchum, he's far away, he's not able to come back on Shabbos. So of course he doesn't aser because he's not living there. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu Nichas Beisai, Vahalach Lishbais Eitzel Bitoi. Yer, even if the guy left his house for Shabbos and he went to spend Shabbos by his daughter in the very same city, she lives down the block. Still, Eino Iser, he doesn't ask the people of his chatzar. Shekvar he see him Milibai. He already had his chadas. He already told himself, I'm not going to be in my house for Shabbos. That's it. Gendikt, I'm leaving. And therefore, even though he technically could come back on Shabbos, he's not going to. So he doesn't ask the people of his chatzar. Now the Gemara emphasizes, Adai Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's shita. Rav Meir, I'm Rav Meir says, Habayis Hanaol Iser, that a locked house, Asers, we've had this previously, that if two chatzeros, A and B, on the opposite sides of a house, they both have access through the house with their own doors, and one of the doors is locked, it doesn't make a difference. The other guy is still Asr from entering and carrying around, and they would have to make an erev with each other, even though the other door is locked. Now explaining Shitas Rabbi Yisa in the Mishnah, and as we said, according to him, that when a Yisrael leaves his dira for Shabbos and he goes to a totally different city, he doesn't Asr everyone because he's not going to come back due to the fact that he's in a very far city and it's just simply Asr for him. So now we have two questions. Yachal Lavei Aladei Eruv, let's say he's able to come back to his house through an Eruv. Maybe the city that he went to is 4,000 amos away and he made an Eruv, enable himself to go from that city back to his own home. So in that situation, would Rabbi Yisi Asr or no? And another question is, Va'avar Uba, let's say he went to a far city and he was Iver. He walked past the Tchum and he showed up to his house on Shabbos. He wasn't allowed to, but he showed up anyway. Does he Asr the people of the Chatzar or no? And we don't have an answer to these questions. And last thing Mar tells us, Mar Ukvan says, B'shem Rav, Halach Krab Shimon, the Halach is a Krab Shimon. And moving on to Halach Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, we have a bar in between two Chatzeros. Here's a classic case of two Chatzeros divided by a proper wall. However, underneath the wall, there's a deep pit that was dug and it's used to store and supply water for all the residents of both Chatzeros. What's the din? Ein Memalin Men B'Shabbos, no filling water up from it on Shabbos. That's because both Chatzeros have access to it, and taking water from it is like taking something from the other Chatzer. And obviously, we're talking about where no air was made in between the Chatzeros. The only time it's permitted is Elim Kain. Also, Le Mechitza Gavai Asar Tfachim, there has to be Mechitza of 10 Tfachim made specifically dividing this pit, but it could be placed Bein Mil Matan Bein Mitaych Eignoi, whether down below, meaning inside the water itself, or even if it's above the water, has to be placed in the Eigen, which is basically in the airspace above the water, but still within the pit itself. And this Mechitza is to create a proper division of the bar. And even though it can be in or out of the water, as we just mentioned, it still needs to be within the airspace of the bar so that there's a clear heker that this Mechitza is here to make a division of the bar. However, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's not so simple. There's actually machlokes about it. Beis Shammai says, Milamaton. It needs to be placed in the water itself, because if not, the water just mixes underneath the Mechitza, but it also has to be jutting out a little bit as a heker. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, 9 tefachim of Mechitza is in the water, and 1 tefach is out of the water. Whereas Beis Hillel who holds, Milamalon, the Mechitza could even be above. Again, still it has to be within the airspace of the bar. However, Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Loitei Mechitza Gedolim and Akatzel Shebeinayin. This Mechitza shouldn't be any better than the wall that's in between them. Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that this Mechitza is not actually physically separating all the water, which means we're being makel with something that's called Mechitza Teluya, hanging Mechitzais, and we're allowing this in the bar. So once we're doing that, says Rabbi Yehuda, we might as well rely on the dividing wall of the Chatzar itself, which is positioned right above the bar and not require any Mechitza. And now the Gemara further clarifies, Milan de Rabbanon Pligin, the following words of these Rabbanon, namely Rabbi Shuban Levi and Rav, argue in the first sheet in the Mishnah. Demar Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Shuban Levi, Rabbi Yaakov quotes Rabbi Shuban Levi saying, V'hu shetei mechitza m'shukas b'mayim l'shal shel deli. It has to be the mechitza is set enough into the water for the lowering of the bucket. In other words, as we just said, in Shitas Tanakama the Mishnah, that the mechitza is allowed to be in the airspace at the top of the bar, it still needs to be in the water a little bit to prevent the bucket of the water filler from straying into the other side. As the Gemara, how does that help? V'loi nimsu shtei rishuyos m'shtamshas rishuyos achad. Isn't it still going to turn out that two rishuyos are using the same rishuyos? What are you gaining? You're putting the mechitza a little bit into the water. The guy's going to put his bucket in, dip it really deep into this bar, and then it's going to end up going underneath the mechitza to the other side. And then we run into the same problem. Two rishuyos are using the same rishuyos without an eruv. So we answer no. Shiroi loymar, ein adli mahal chiyos m'arba tfachim. They estimated to say that a bucket is not dipped more than 4 tfachim into the water, and therefore the mechitza needs to be placed 4 tfachim into the water to prevent one guy's bucket from going into the other side, and that means that the other 6 tfachim are above the water. However, Rav Tavloi says b'shem Rav, so we have a different member from Rav, ein chorva lamayim, chorva doesn't apply to water. This goes back to what we had mentioned in the mechitzas tuluyas. There's no din of mechitzas tuluyas in a chorva, in a destroyed house or building, but with water, there are mechitzas tuluyas, and therefore the mechitza is allowed to be completely above the water, as long as it's still within the airspace of the bar, and there's no problem, none of it has to be in the water. Now we continue discussing, Hayasham Tikra, let's say there's a roof above the bar. So Rayasa Kilu Yared V'Sesemes, we view it as if it goes down and it closes off the bar. This is called P-Tikra Yared V'Sesem. We look at the edge of the roof, the thickness of it, as if it's going all the way down and sealing off, and that's like a division of the bar, and the people of the Chatz are allowed to use it. Another thing which is very similar, Hayasham Amaltara, let's say there's a thick beam which is 4 Tvachim wide above the bar. At Rayasa Kilu Yared V'Sesemes, you also view this as if it goes down and seals off the bar, and both Chatzers are allowed to use it. Now, no one's on the top, the Gemara tells us, Michlav Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be a steer in the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Come on over there. He says, meaning later on in the Masechta, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda paiter b'mayim she'ein b'mamesh. Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Yehuda, paters with water because it's ein b'mamesh. The Kaimer Hachem over here, he says this. What's this referring to? So there's a din that we're going to learn later on regarding borrowing things on Shabbos. And we know that a person's items are kind of shvisa. They're limited to the place where they are, and they're only allowed to be brought where the owner is allowed to go. And the Mishnah there tells us that, let's say a woman borrows ingredients from her friend, she's only allowed to bring these ingredients where her friend is allowed to go. Now, let's say Rachel, the borrower, made an Erev to the east, and Leah, the lender, made an Erev to the west, so these ingredients are not allowed to go anywhere, because Rachel can't bring them an inch to the left, and Leah can't bring them an inch to the right, so they have to stay right here. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says on this that it's not so with water. Water isn't kind of shvisa at all. Because water is back and forth, it's all over the place, it doesn't have a set makam, therefore it's not kind of shvisa, and therefore Rachel would be allowed to borrow water from Leah, no problem. Now, the problem is, over here, he requires a mechitza of some sort to divide the bar, even though he is makel, that the wall of the chatzar could be used, and we don't need to make a special mechitza, he still requires something, and the question obviously is why? Water's not kind of shvisa, so if I draw from the bar, it's not like I'm taking something from your chatzar, it's not kind of shvisa anyway, so why does he require a mechitza, and we don't have an answer to this question. And we conclude with one more clarification of Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, v'hu shitei mechitza beletas osei chal shabar, it has to be this mechitza, the wall of the chatzar, if we want to use it as a mechitza, it has to jut a little bit into the airspace of the bar. It doesn't have to be totally in there, like the Tanakama or like Rav Shimon Gamliel in Shita's Beis Hillel holds, but it does have to be a little bit into the airspace of the bar as a hecker that we're using this as a mechitza for the water. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to talk about water in a chatzar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.